Hi, Kyle. It's Nanette Weiser. We're live on Radio St. Pete. Thank you for making time today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you this. Were you one of those young kids who just had a need for speed?
I'd say yes, actually. I actually started racing in go-karts when I was 5 years old, and I just loved driving. It wasn't even the racing or competition aspect. I just loved driving. And actually before that, I used to ride ATVs, when I was 3 or 4 years old. So, yeah, I've always had a drive for, no pun intended, for stuff on four wheels that goes quick.
Well, it's very exciting, first of all, that you are a Jupiter, Florida boy, right? Correct? And you're 24.
That is correct.
And so we like to celebrate on Florida sports, all our Florida guys. What is it about the race in St. Pete that excites you? This is not your first year. This is your third year, fourth year, no, 2022, right?
This is my third year in the series. I mean, everything excites me about St. Pete. It's, first of all, it's a home track for me, right? I'm from the east coast of Florida, right there in Jupiter, Florida. So it's about a three-hour drive, so I get a lot of family and friends that come out to it. But just the aspects of St. Pete's so cool. The fact that we come out on the runway and then we go right through the heart of downtown St. Petersburg, down by the bay, and then come back out on the runway. I just love the circuit. I love the racing there. The people, the fans are great. And it's close to home. You can't beat it when it's close to home.
So is there a certain turn that gives you pause as you're going around? How does it compare to other tracks? And is there a turn that you really have to kind of focus on to you know, turn through?
Yeah. So the whole, there, I mean, you could look at every corner of the circuit and say that they're all unique in different ways, but I'd say one of the toughest sections to get right for us drivers is the middle section, which is in the heart of downtown. It's actually the slowest part of the racetrack, but it's actually the hardest because of how close the walls are, and they're all blind corners, and we're trying to do 60, 70 miles per hour through these tight corners where it's usually, what, a 15, 20-mile-an-hour speed limit, right? So it's that's the toughest part. The rest of it is not as tricky as you'd think because coming out on the runway – and through the last corner and turn one, two, those are much more similar to normal road course configuration corners. So it really gets tough when you get between the walls and it gets real tight back there. And that's where you see most guys make mistakes and they hit walls and break toe lengths or break wheels is in that back section up against the walls.
This is a big year for you. You're racing for Andretti Global Team. You're entering your third IndyCar season. You're looking to build on your breakout season in 2023. You won two races. Grand Prix of Long Beach and Music City Grand Prix. How does this year feel to you? Is it feeling like it's going to be the biggest year yet?
Yeah, you know, I took a big step last year from the previous year. We finished outside of the top 20 in year one with AJ Foyt Racing. And then last year with Andretti Autosport, I made a huge, huge leap, and we were kind of fighting for that top 10 range for most of the season until some unfortunate things happened in the closing races. But, yeah, so we obviously made a huge step last year, and I expect us to do the same thing again this year. It's a new operation now with Andretti Global. Same mechanics, same engineers, but a little driver changeup, whereas we've lost Romain Grosjean and Devlin DeFrancesco, and we've added Marcus Ericsson, who won last year at St. Petersburg. So hopefully he'll be a huge help to that circuit just here in less than a week. So we're excited for it. There's a lot of new things that have happened to the team, and yeah, we're going to go forward and hopefully have a good year.
I have to ask you, who designed your uniforms? I just think they're fabulous looking. You look like you really should be going in the spaceship.
Yeah. So that's in-house guys at Andretti Global. They're the ones that do the design, and they work tirelessly through the entire off season to get everything absolutely perfect for the year, and they also design the car and many other aspects around activation with the team. So they do a great job, and that's their forte. They try to make us look good, so we're really thankful of them.
So how do you get ready for the big race day? What's your prep? You wake up, I mean, are you the Breakfast of Champion kind of guy? How do you get ready to do that grueling race?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Breakfast of Champion. You typically – I mean, like any athletic sport, I think the best way to prepare for anything like that is obviously hydrating, but not just on the day of the event. It's hydrating the whole week before, and drinking the right amounts of sodium and the right amount of sugar and everything's in moderation. And you kind of want to eat a lot the day and the 2 days prior to an event. And then once you're on race day, you want to kind of eat something with that is, I guess, less starchy and less carbs. That way, it's easy for your body to kind of burn that energy in the race, and it won't make you feel tired or heavy. So, I mean, there's a lot of preparation, and it's mostly how you feel your body, right? Because it is kind of an endurance for us, because we do so many laps where it usually equals out between an hour and a half to 2.5 hours of runtime, and our heart rate kind of stays static in that 160 to 170 range, which is extremely high for the average human. So you have to make sure that you're able to endure that entire time, and still be able to be focused, especially in those closing laps when everything kind of matters.
So what is your mantra that you're thinking when you're making those loops?
You're really focused on what the car is doing. You're focused on how the tires are activating, how they're maybe degrading, how the car is feeling throughout a run, how much you're hitting the bottom of the car, kind of where the bumps are on the circuit, how the circuit's changing. There's so many different aspects that you're kind of focused on, and you're trying to always adapt to new things, because it's not just the same cadence through every single lap. Everything kind of changes throughout a race, whether it's fuel burn, whether it's tire burn, or whether it's just track evolution too, because when we're going through sets of tires, the track builds a lot more rubber. So some things you might be able to do different as the race goes on. So you're always kind of focused on that and the feeling of the car. And you're also focused on strategy too, because everyone kind of runs different strategies. So sometimes you have to save fuel. Sometimes you can push more depending on what strategy you're on. And you have to understand what other cars are on what strategy and how to race them based on that. So there's a lot of thought process going on in us drivers' brains.
And paying homage to some of the people in the past, I mean, you obviously have your heroes, both probably in NASCAR and Indy. Share with us some of the people that you like to channel and like to watch and that kind of shaped your desire to be a driver.
Yeah, I mean, I loved watching IndyCar when I was young. I always turned on IndyCar races when I wasn't racing myself in karting, right? Dan Weldon was one of my heroes when I was growing up. I always looked up to him massively. And I also watched a lot of Formula One stuff, watching Fernando Alonso and Rubens Barrichello, even Takuma Sato at some points, where I was a huge fan of him. Which it's been cool to race against him in the past couple of years. So, I always looked up to them, and fortunately now I'm at a place now where I'm able to race against them or at the same level as them. So, pretty cool stuff.
Very cool. And I understand when you're not racing, you love deep sea fishing, diving, surfing, golf, and that you're an avid pickleball player, a real Floridian boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say an avid pickleball player. I play pickleball. I think it's a fun sport. I like to go play with my girlfriend and a couple of my friends. But I really am big into fishing and diving and surfing. Those are the three things that I've grown up on outside of karting. And it's still things I like to get back to Florida and do, and especially in the off season, right? Any weekend that we have off, you can typically find me in the water, either quickly, a quick run over to the Bahamas or just out front of Jupiter. So, a true Floridian in that sense.
Well, thank you, Kyle Kirkwood. Listen, the Grand Prix, the Firestone Grand Prix in St. Petersburg kicks off 8th, 9th, and 10th in downtown St. Pete. Floridian IndyCar driver Kyle Kirkwood, we thank you so much. We are rooting for Andretti Global Team, and we are rooting for you in your third IndyCar season. Thank you so much, Kyle.
Thank you so much.